So today I would like to share something about meditation. This is the definition of meditation by J. Krishnamurti. So far, this is the best definition I've ever come across, and it's so complete, so beautiful, but very few people can understand what he says. So now you listen attentively. What is meditation? To meditate is to train this mind to be aware. And when you can do that, that is the beginning of order. Means the mind starts to understand and develop order. So if you want to understand order, I give you one example and you understand. When a country is very peaceful, you have a good government or a good king, then there is rule of law, law and order, and everything is in accordance, following certain rules. But here, meditation, the order is slightly different. The order is about nature's law. When you understand how nature's law operates, means you have right view, then there is order in you because you have wisdom, you have understanding. So meditation is the beginning of order. Means you meditate to develop the understanding, the right view with regards to all the nature's law that governs life and existence. That's why he start off by saying meditation is the beginning of order. Then what is meditation? Is it meditation is awareness of the movement of thought as the ego, the me. This one is what meditation is. When you are aware of what? Aware of the movement of our thought process, which is egoic. That's how you unravel what thought is. That's how you come to know how thought divide and cause all the duality and problem. Then how thought is limited. Why thought is egoic? Because it is from the spacious awareness of our true mind that it shrinks to a particular object or perception. Then it becomes that small thing. Then it creates a thought by introducing the content of consciousness, and that becomes a thought. So thought has shrunk. Before that, it's just spacious awareness without anything. But in order to create thought, you must have a perception. So when you perceive something through your senses, you shrink that spacious awareness into one small space. Then you introduce the content of consciousness through your views, opinion, and conditioning to create the thought. So that thought which is created is limited and egoic before you are enlightened. Egoic means it has self-delusion. The I, the me as the center is always there, manifesting all the time. That's why he is so good, J. Krishnamurti, is it? Meditation is the awareness of that movement of thought as the me, the I, the ego, the center, the personality. That's how the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion arise. Then he explained further, meditation is total. Watch this word, total, not fragmented. Total, absolute inward freedom means nothing to do with the mundane mind. It's with that nature that is without thought, that nature which is silent, means our true mind, our silent mind, our meditative mind. So meditation is total, absolute inward freedom, because when you have that mind, when you are with that nature, there is no thought. No thought means what? No word, no concept, no duality, no emotion, nothing. It's just aware, that nature. That's why it is very important that you understand this to develop the meditation. So meditation is total, absolute inward freedom in which there is not a single image. Image comes from what? Mental formation, your mundane mind, the image that you create through your mental images. So when there is no thought, there is no image at all. Freedom from all the things that man has put together as reality means your concept of reality. Well, that is thought based. You use thought to create and put all the concept and idea together. So I read again, then maybe you can understand now. Meditation is total, absolute inward freedom in which there is not a single image. Freedom from all the things that man has put together as reality via the thought process, the mundane mind. Then the natural consequence is what? The flowering of silence. That's why I say the silent mind. That is your true mind. That is what meditation is all about. Without this understanding, you cannot get it right. You cannot do it. So the natural consequence or sequence of that understanding will lead to the flowering of silence. In that silence is the quality of pure energy. He used the word quality of energy. It's actually pure energy that living being had never touched before. There is beyond thought, beyond mind. And that is the transforming factor. That's how transformation of consciousness occur, understanding, insight occur. So this is very important. Then the real creative movement of life. So this whole sentence I will read again. Hopefully by now you can understand. In that silent, means the true mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind, is that quality of energy that you have never touched before. It's the pure energy. That's why I say just aware. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to know. Stay with that. Stabilize that. Then that energy will build up. That pure mind, that pure nature is so beautiful, creative, and immense. It has got nothing to do with the mundane mind and the duality. So that quality of energy that you have never touched before unless you have gone into that type of meditation. And that is the transforming factor, the real creating movement, creative movement of life. Why? Because from that nature, all things arise. From that nature, all of the mundane mind creation arise. All of consciousness arise. That's why it is the real creative movement of life. That in that silence, a great many other things goes on, happen. That's why when you are not in the meditative mind, this thing cannot happen. The transformation cannot happen. What happened? I read to you. In that silence, a great many other things goes on. Because in that silence, the brain has complete order. The brain has become orderly. Because when you have that silent mind to be aware, it understands. When it understands, the brain is not the conditioned brain. The brain is not with the memory and all those things. That brain becomes very, very vibrant, very, very sensitive, and completely orderly. Orderly means it has no negativity of mind state. It has no illusion, delusion. It is the way it is, pure, beautiful, tranquil, still, orderly. It does not discriminate. It does not take side. It does not do anything. There is order. That's why there is wisdom. There is understanding. It will function when necessary. Otherwise, it is completely quiet. That's why I told you, the enlightened one, they are most of the time without thought, quiet, peaceful, still. They only arise the thought process when they need to use it to help people, to share something, to do something. Krishnamurti has the understanding. That's why he can describe it so beautifully. He said it will function only when necessary. Otherwise, it's completely quiet. Means the mind is still, no movement at all. The normal human mind think a lot of thought process. Your thought is respond to memory. Why? Because you attach, you cling, you hold, you don't understand what they are. You believe that is the instrument of life. You need them so badly. That's why you cling on to them, you hold on to them, you give meaning to all this thought process, and you create havoc all through your own ignorance and delusion. The egoic mind is treacherous. So all this is very beautiful. Then it continues it. In this silent, listen, thought has no place. See, this is your true mind. Beyond thought, beyond mind, no thought at all. When you are without thought, you are with that nature, your true mind, your true nature. So in this silent, thought has no place, and therefore there is no time, means psychological time, mental time. That silent cannot be measured. Measured means compare. Cannot. It's not a thing. It's the unconditioned. In that quiet, stillness, tranquility, that which is not describable, where it's beyond word, which is the nameless, that's why you cannot name it. It's not a concept. It's not a word. Which is not the product of time and thought. That's why it's akaliko, beyond thought, beyond mind. It's that movement. That is the creative, pure energy. So this is the real meditation. And who can understand it this way? Very few people in this world. That's why I respect Jay Krishnamurti, because he is the first person that I've ever met and ever read about definition of meditation that is so complete and so clear, which means he himself have realized this and understood this so deeply that he can put it into words so beautiful. And even my nature, when I read, there is so much joy from within. So now you know why I have been telling you all the while to realize your true mind, your silent mind, your inner pure nature. Our pure nature, our true nature within is the most beautiful. This is the real creative eternal energy that can let you develop wisdom and understanding. Then you can understand that mind, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, this is your true mind. Each and every one of us, we have it. But the problem with living beings is most of you are heedless. You're hardly able to detect it or realize it or come into contact with it because you think a lot. Most people are heedless. You can't even have a moment of peace to develop the silence within, to be aware. Ask you not to do anything, you cannot. Don't try to know, you also cannot. Because that mind is very, very talkative. Busybody. They say kipo, very kipo in Hokkien. So with this sharing, I hope it can let you develop deep understanding of what meditation is. You should go back and read through slowly. And when you have the understanding, my nature rejoice and salute you. Okay?